The Massachusetts Gaming Commission has awarded $1 million per year over the next 3 years for an ongoing investigation into the impact of bringing casino gambling to the state. The funding will go to the University of Massachusetts Amherst School of Public Health and Health Sciences. This will continue an unprecedented study into the social and economic impacts of casino gambling in Massachusetts. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with the lead investigator, Rachel Volberg.
The study is now moving out of the baseline and construction phase, and we are going to be fully into the operational phase with this new contract.
So explain that. What was the baseline phase? What were you doing then?
So the baseline phase was actually very important and something that has not typically been done when looking at expansions of legalized gambling generally. The legislation, the Expanded Gaming Act, mandated that a baseline survey be done before any of the casinos became operational in Massachusetts. So the baseline phase of this social and economic impact study was to conduct a very large baseline survey, but also to do the work to identify all of the social and economic variables that we anticipated might change with the introduction of casinos in Massachusetts, so that we could establish basically 10-year trend lines looking back. And then as the casinos became operational, be able to follow those trends over time to see what happened in terms of problem gambling prevalence, in terms of all of the secondary impacts around problem gambling, including, family dissolution, divorces, issues related to family problems like domestic violence, impacts on children, impacts on crime, both locally and at the state level, potentially impacts on population health and on the environment. And then also on the economic side, we're interested in looking at impacts of the casinos on employment and types of jobs in the Commonwealth, as well as the revenues that are being generated by the casinos, how the casinos are spending their money, whether it's in Massachusetts or outside of Massachusetts, and most importantly, perhaps, whether the casinos are being successful in recapturing money that Massachusetts residents had been spending on gambling outside of Massachusetts prior to the Massachusetts casinos.
And now you're going to start getting some of the answers to these questions now that you have your baseline established and now that we have the casinos open.
Yeah, so we actually have a report that was published at the end of 2018 that summarized what we had seen in the wake of the first year after the opening of the slots parlor in Plainville. And the news there was quite good in terms of there have been some clear positive economic impacts. What we didn't find was any increase in the problem gambling prevalence rate, even with the opening of the slots parlor. But when we looked into the data, we realized that, in fact, the people that we had surveyed in Plainville and the surrounding communities were already pretty experienced casino gamblers. And so it made sense that since they already had been exposed to casino gambling, that they were less likely to develop a problem. So that was the good news. More recently, as we've seen from the operations data that at Plain Ridge Park, that in fact they seem to have continued to have an increase in revenue, so people are spending at the slots parlor, but it's fewer visitors. So clearly, there are fewer people going to the slots parlor, but they're spending more. And that could actually be an early warning sign of something that we would want to mitigate in terms of what's happening at the slot parlor.
For the rest of this contract, you're going to be focusing your research, I assume, on the two resort casinos, including the one in Springfield.
Yeah, so we actually have a series of reports that we're going to be producing over the next 5 months, and then in June, we are planning to have a public research day to basically share the results of what we have found related to the first year of operations of MGM Springfield to the Springfield community. So that's going to be the results of a follow-up population survey. It's going to be the results of a survey of patrons that we did at MGM last year. It's going to be the first year of operations looking at employment and who the casino employed, what kinds of jobs they have, what the sort of secondary economic impacts are of those jobs in Springfield and surrounding communities, and then where the casino is sort of purchasing services and spending its money in the area.